We'll look at our next agenda item. So on the 22nd of March, the National Assembly revived the report regarding the appointment of the NLC chairperson and referred it back to the committee for consideration and report. So the committee is required to determine its process on this matter going forward and report to the National Assembly about it. Committee Secretary.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just to take the committee through the process from the start, Chair, that in accordance with the National Assembly, the committee resolve to report on the matter to the Assembly on the process it undertook to ensure an open and transparent process as required by Section 33 of the Lotteries Act. This initial report on the appointment as chairperson of the Board of the National Lotteries Commission was a request to make recommendations for a suitable candidate for that position, and that was originally published in the ATC on the 17th of March 2021, Chair. However, in terms of National Assembly Rule 3511, the report lapsed on the last sitting day of the National Assembly for the 2021 annual session. As you indicated, the report was revived on the 22nd of March 2022 and referred back to the committee for consideration and report. Subsequent to this report being tabled, we also received information that one of the candidates that was recommended for the minister's consideration, Dr. Matsivandila, has since passed away. Now, in light of this referral and from procedural perspective, Chair, the following options are available to the committee for consideration. Committee, option one, adding an additional name, replace the deceased Dr. Matsivandila and submit a revived report to the National Assembly for consideration, or the committee, having considered the developments since the initial report was published, resolved to inform the National Assembly of its intentions to write to the minister requesting initiate a new process for the appointment of chairperson of the board of the NLC in line with Section 3.3 of the Lotteries Act. Chief, if I may ask that if you maybe can give Advocate Ganga an opportunity also to comment, Chair, and then afterwards you'll be able to proceed, Chair.
Thank you very much, Advocate Ganga.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson, and to all on the platform this morning. So as indicated by the committee secretary, there are two options open to the committee at this stage, and it really is the shortlisting really is within, in terms of the Act, the committee's domain. The committee has the option of either looking at the existing list in light of the passing of the one candidate. Alternatively, the committee may consider starting the process de novo afresh. It is really within the committee's purview and domain to decide how the committee wishes to proceed. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Advocate Gangan. So there is the proposal, members, from the two proposals that is open to the committee. I want to propose, members, that we take this report to our caucuses and that we then deliberate on the NLC matter and prepare a report for the National Assembly. Can I just check with the committee secretary, when is this on the agenda again of the PC?
Chair, it's scheduled for next week, Chair, for the consideration, Chair.
Next week, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay. So, members, that is the proposal. Can I just see if we have agreement on the way forward? Honourable Mbuyani and then Honourable Cuthbert. Honourable Mbuyani.
Chair, Chairperson, thank you very much for the opportunity. Chairperson, let's first welcome the report and also second your proposal to set as you we welcome the report. We still need to touch base with our constituents in terms of the view on the board recommendations by Advocate Kange to say, in terms of the two proposals, where are we? Can we consult our stakeholder, then we'll come back on this, matter on the following meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Cuthbert.
Thanks very much, Chair. Chair, I was going to ask for a legal opinion on the matter, so I'm glad that you came armed with that. I think that it gives us guidance and also make sure that we stick to the prescripts of the law, and I find that very important. However, I do just have one particular concern, Chair. This report was stuck in the House for more than a year and a half, or close on a year and a half, rather. And I think it's just absolutely unacceptable that it was allowed to expire and that it had to be revived. I mean, the NLC has been sitting without formal leadership now for a long period of time, and we understand what the challenges are at the NLC in terms of corruption and maladministration, and they are sitting rudderless. And I think that it's important that we make sure that we get this issue resolved as soon as possible. So, like you've said, we've scheduled a meeting to come and give our position on this next week. But I would like to ask that you also write to the presiding officers in the National Assembly to get this process expedited. We cannot allow for this report to expire or to lapse again. And I think we owe it to South Africans to make sure that there is new leadership installed at the entity so they can begin the turnaround process, because they've been hanging in limbo over the past year. And in light of that, I'd also like to ask if you know, as the presiding officer of this particular committee, what it was that took so long for that matter to actually be discussed in the House. Because I imagine that it was a mere formality by us adopting that particular approach and then sending that report on to the minister for him to make his appointment. I would just like a little bit of clarity from your side or from the secretary, because I just find it unacceptable that it's taken as long as what it has.
Thank you very much, Honourable Cuthbert. Honourable Burns Ngamashe.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. I think, Chair, the proposal was that let the report be referred to what we can call party caucuses, and I would urge members not to fall into the temptation of seeking to discuss the merits and or demerits of whatever that may have happened, or seek to open a debate around this, and also, Chair, it is off record that the matter was put before a parliament, and let's wait until a such time that we come back and reconvene as a committee, then we'll be able to discuss the necessary processes and what needs to happen thereafter. I would urge, at the risk, Chair, of actually finding ourselves discussing that which ought to have been discussed by the political parties at their respective caucuses. That's what I would urge. Let's avoid the temptation.
Thank you very much, Honourable Burns Ngamashe. Honourable Cuthbert, do you have another input?
Yes, Chair. Chair, I think it's rather rich of Honourable Burns and Ngamashe to speak to this matter when he wasn't even involved in the process. And even though he wasn't even involved in the process, he seems to suffer from selective amnesia. The fact is that South Africans have been waiting for this appointment. It started in 2020 when we began the shortlisting. So I think that it's only fair that he actually reserves his right on this particular matter, because he actually does not know what he's talking about in this instance. So I think it's just better for the committee. We're happy with the process moving forward, and let us proceed to next week's meeting, because quite frankly, what he's trying to say is absolute nonsense, to be honest with you.
Can I raise a point of order, Chair?
It's Honourable Mbuyane first.
Okay. Chairperson, thank you for the opportunity, Chairperson. I'm raising my order here solely because I think Honorable Cuthbert is taking out of hand now this matter. Because even if Comrade or Honorable Ngamashe was not part of the committee, but it's not talking nonsense. And that thing, really, I would like you to rule on the matter, and Honorable Cuthbert to withdraw the statement. Because we are all here, honorable members, we're discussing our view. Let him come with a view or withdraw the issue of the nonsense. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Honorable Cuthbert, can you withdraw your statement that the member was talking nonsense? In any case, Honorable Burns Ngamashe was part of the process. He was part of the committee. He was part of the deliberations when interviews were held for shortlisting. So factually, it's incorrect. Honourable Cuthbert?
Chair, I disagree, but I'll withdraw to allow the meeting to proceed.
Thank you. Honourable Burns Ngamashe?
No, thank you very much, Chair. I just want to put the record straight. I was part of the interviewing process. So I know exactly what. I can understand the trauma, perhaps, that Honorable Cuthbert finds. You know, whenever I have to speak, he becomes so hysterical. And I would urge that Honorable Cuthbert, please hold your horses. We will find time to discuss this, and I'm very much certain and sure about the facts around this. So please hold your horses. We will get there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, Chair. I think I must organize a match between a member Ngamashe and also
member. That is in jest, you're saying that in jest. Thank you very much. So
I'm still trying to get over my trauma, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Honorable Burns is great.
Your mental health is very important to us, Honorable Cuthbert. So I think work on that one to get over it. Thank you very much, members. So we will then look at the NLC chairperson matter on Tuesday. Can I then just go to the next agenda item, which is closing remarks? So our deliberations has been fruitful today. We will then come back and tomorrow, I think, let me allow the committee secretary to speak to us on our program going forward.
Thank you, Chair. Tomorrow we will continue with our deliberations on the Copyright Amendment Bill, the submissions made by Edward van der Merwe, Chair. Chair, we also were planning to consider the first draft of the oversight report, but as I indicated, we are still in the process of compiling it. It's quite a long document, and we of the view it should be shortened, so we just required more time to put it succinctly to members for his consideration. So that will shift to next week, Chair, when you look at the first draft of the oversight report, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you everyone for attending this meeting. A meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Long live.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I think I must lessen now. I won't paralyze you next time, Cuthbert.
I'm glad to see that you've changed the sunglasses to normal glasses, Ben. It's a good